we're so glad you're back with us today at GoldSeek.com Radio for another Gold Nugget segment. Today's special guest, Bill Murphy from Gotta.org. Well, Bill Murphy is at the helm of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, Gotta, with Chris Powell working on behalf of investors to expose the powers that be manipulating the precious metals market. Welcome back, Bill.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be here.
After recording a 12-year winning streak, you know, gold entered bear territory, according to some people, in 2011. But, you know, it seems the bulls are regaining some control of the markets here. What should precious metals investors expect in 2014? Lower lows or a recovery?
Well, first of all, I might say that last year was just an artificial creation of the gold cartel. You had all this QE, and the Dow goes up 3,000 points, and gold goes down $600. Makes no sense. Nobody would have predicted that ahead of time, and it was all created by this banking group, government group, and the Chinese have come into the market, obviously, as everybody knows, and are just buying everything they can in sight, not just the government, but the mamas and papas, and the government has urged the public to buy, and they're doing it, and they're creating havoc for the gold cartel, and I think we could see all-time highs.
Several top analysts who agree with you, even some of the more bearish people in recent years, are expecting powerful moves in the precious metals. You know, we're regularly hearing about currency crises around the globe. In Argentina, inflation is once again becoming a problem. Gold has soared there in terms of the peso by nearly 300% while it's been declining here domestically. Do you expect an Argentina-style gold rally at some point in the U.S.?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, maybe it's a bit above my pay grade in the sense that, you know, a lot of other smarter people are talking about the emerging markets and the issues and the problems and the currencies. But I just like to refer back to what I mentioned earlier, that gold is artificially so cheap. If it had kept pace with inflation in dollar terms, it would be over $2,500 an ounce. So it's a half-price sale right now. And that's going to be the real key, you know, the big impetus as the year goes on. The technicals are all turning, the fundamentals have been there, and I would just look for something explosive sometime in the months ahead.
Exactly. You know, I'm asking guests this week their thoughts on news that the U.S. is only sending 1 ton of gold per week back to the Bundesbank, although France has already returned much, if not all, of their gold. The Treasury is balking. They're requiring 6-7 years. Do you buy the argument that this is just an insurance-related ploy, or is this just a cover story for something more nefarious?
It's an excuse, and what it suggests is that the gold isn't there, the kind of stuff that God has been talking about for 15 years. I mean, years ago, James Turk did a great expose of when we swapped, the Germans swapped 1,700 golds with West Point and so on, and we think we've sold their gold. It's not there. See, America can't sell its gold without consent of Congress, but we can sell other people's gold. We don't think that the United States has 8,135 tons of gold left. We probably hardly have any at all. It is ludicrous in this day and age of all the innovations and things going on in the world that we can't ship all the gold back within a reasonable amount of time within a year. To get just a part of it back in 7 years and then end up only sending 5 tons the first year, again, it is pathetic. And I think it's going to be one of the biggest financial scandals of all time.
You're right. In the first year, 2013, they only sent back 5 tons of gold. And it almost makes one wonder if the bars aren't already spoken for. I know there's been a lot of conjecture around the web and in the blogosphere on this topic, but we hear regularly about rehypothecation. 1 ton a week seems to me as though the government may have agents just buying it off the open market.
We're acting like a third world country, for crying out loud, as I just mentioned. I mean, all the innovations and incredible progress in every area you can imagine, we can't give the Germans their gold back, at least even what they asked for, not even remotely close. It's not there to give back. And the U.S. doesn't want to go in and have to buy up the market to give it to them right now and compete with the Chinese.
The Shanghai Gold Exchange is rapidly becoming the world's number one delivery agent of the bullion, whereas the COMEX is the number one paper agent. Leverage there is increasing exponentially. So I think you make a good point. And You know, according to an article at Zero Hedge, J.P. Morgan owns over 60% of all the notional gold derivatives. As of the third quarter of 2013, that's about $65.4 billion. I think this clearly represents a market corner. Why are regulators allowing such a monopoly? And could this be a game changer for the precious metals markets when it becomes more widely understood?
We monitor what the gold cartel does every day, and allowing 1% moves, attacking at certain times. It's all documented in my commentary through various supporters of what I do. They're as aggressive as ever. Corner what? On the short side? I mean, you can spot them every day. It's the most obvious thing in history. They don't want the price to go up. It's 15 years worth of work to go down the drain, to make really chump change compared to what gold means to the rest of the markets. They're as aggressive as ever. The only reason we're getting any traction right now is because of the physical market, that the bad guys are in deep trouble because of all the physical market buying. They have all these derivatives to control the market, not to corner it. I mean, if you want to corner and say yes on the short side, you're absolutely right. You would think, well, if it was a normal market, you would say, oh my, someone's going after this market and they're going to squeeze the heck out of the shorts. But the day-to-day action is the reverse.
The gold equities have undergone a powerful surge in price recently. Do you view this as short covering, or is this maybe the smart money accumulating for the next big move higher?
One of the great trades of all time of the past number of years have been to short our shares in the precious metals and be long the regular market, and it's been a hedge fund theme trade, and they've won. I think they're gradually getting out, although I think the massive short covering in that area is still to come. Many of the shares have gone up 100% off their lows, but I mean, been so egregious on the downside, that's still, I mean, absolutely nothing. So I think it's saying that clearly that the bear move in the shares is over. It's going to lead to, it's a predictor of, you know, soaring gold and silver prices to come this year and next year. I think the shares will go up 20, 30 times or more. Oh, another, say, in 3 years, it'll be, a mania in the share market. And it's been a horror show for those of us that have been invested in the sector, but the downside is over, and we have a lot to look forward to.
I think we could see a Bitcoin-like explosion to the upside. The fundamentals are just too strong. People have discounted, and not to mention the complacency in the sector is, I think, nearing extremes, outlier conditions. You know, silver has also lagged gold recently. Some folks have pointed to sluggish economic growth in China suppressing industrial demand. Do you agree that AG could be undervalued relative to gold and might be gearing up for another big advance?
It's huge. I just was at a Jim Sinclair presentation, which was quite something, and Jim's never been much of a silver advocate, but he thinks silver is now going to outperform gold this year, and it was quite a statement from a gold guy like he is, but no, this is all about control by J.P. Morgan, again, on the short side. I mean, the gold, the silver open interest is near its multi-month highs, while gold is not far from its lows. And they're just doing everything they can to control this market. And once they lose control of it, the price is going to go bonkers. At least that's my opinion, anyway.
That's one that we share with you. And, you know, by now, most listeners are aware of the $17 trillion national debt. But less people seem to know about the debt piling up in China, which is supposedly racked up about a $23 trillion debt, at least privately. Do you think that this house of cards could implode? And now that the Fed has just reversed course, they're cutting their QE by $20 billion a month. I'd like to know your take on tapering and how this might impact the markets.
Well, that's been one of my pet peeves all last year. I probably mentioned it in one of your interviews. I mean, the quantitative easing and tapering has nothing to do with gold. I mean, gold collapsed as we had quantitative easing. As I said earlier, gold went down $600. They made it irrelevant because of what this gold cartel did. Now, that said, as it's coming undone and maybe put stress in other markets, it's not going to do anything to the gold price, which is why we've been moving up on this news and the stock market's struggling a little bit. But basically, the key for gold and silver, in my opinion anyway, they're just artificially way too low. The Chinese know this. They're saying, thank you very much. And the big smart money is, you know, buying gold below $1,300 an ounce, and they know what's coming. It's going to be spectacular prices in the years ahead.
Well, Bill Murphy, we want to thank you again, and please tell folks more about La Metropole Cafe as well as Gata.org.
We've been doing the Gata thing for 15 years, my colleague Chris Powell and myself. People can get on his email list for free, and he does a great job. He just got back from Suriname, meeting all kinds of people there to expose this gold price suppression scheme. And the Metropole Cafe, I've been doing for just for a little bit longer, and people can sign up for a two-week free trial and see if what I have to say is of interest. Thanks very much, Chris.